This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
How old are you, Ezekiel?
I'm 25.
25, calling in. I love this, brother. All right, sounds good, man. What's your question for me, bro?
So I'm getting into the whole stock market and all that. I've been watching you since Dave Ramsey days.
Yeah.
And now, like, my neighbor brought it up to me, and I was the type of person where I would hear it. I actually got married a month ago.
Congrats.
My wife. Thank you. My wife told me, you will always hear these things, but I want you to start putting it into action. So I started doing that. I did my research. So my question is, like, she's getting her master's. She's graduating, like, in the next month.
Okay.
With her master's of social work. She is working in the field. I'm a emergency response leak responder over here in New York. We make, like, 120K.
Okay.
Where do we have, like, a little bit over 25K saved up? I owe $14,000 on a Honda Civic that I have. I got it before COVID, so the interest rate is very low.
Okay. How much you own it again, Ezekiel?
$14,000.
Okay, so we owe $14,000 on a car. Okay.
And the master's that she's getting will be, like, a combined, like, in total, will be like $41,000.
$41,000 of total debt.
Her master's, and then my will be 14. So we're looking like 60,000 around there.
Okay. So total, she's going to have 41K in student loans.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're looking at about $55,000 in, $55,000 in debt. Okay. And you're 25. How old is she, bro? How old is your wife to be?
She's 27.
Oh, you got you an older woman. Come on, brother.
Come on, man.
Hey, come on, man. Gotta get it right. All right,
that's
cool.
Right.
So you're making $120,000 a year. Is she bringing in any income right now?
Well, it's combined.
Okay, combined. So oh, man, that's good, man. In the 20s, combined income at $120,000. You're only $55,000 in debt right now. You got $25,000 saved, right?
Correct.
Cool, great. Yo, Ezekiel, let me say this up front. You're doing good.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. You're doing great. You're doing great. And I want to start there because I think a lot of people are like, oh my God, he got $55,000 in debt. Anthony's about to go off. Listen, man, I've been there. You know what I'm saying? At 25, I didn't have $25,000 in my savings account. Not once. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that you do have that lets me know that you have been listening and you have been applying. Now what we got to do is just kind of reroute how you're doing the things that you're doing. Okay?
Got it.
So $25,000 saved. I still believe in a debt snowball. I think that is the best way to eliminate the debt. So for me, Ezekiel, if I'm you, newly married, right? I'm sitting down with my wife tonight. I'm going to show her the video. Yo, I called AO. I talked to AO. This is what he said we should do. I want to get on the same page with you. Here's what I tell couples in the very, very beginning. Never say Dave Ramsey said, never say Anthony O'Neill said. Say, hey, listen, I got some wisdom, I got some advice from Dave, from Anthony, from whomever, and I want to sit down and just give you the advice that I've gotten and let your wife give some of the advice that she's gotten, and y'all two come up with a combined vision and really have the conversation of, hey, what do we want in the next, by our 10-year anniversary, by our 20-year anniversary? Set the vision for your money, right? Okay, do we want to be a homeowner? Do we want to have our home paid off by the time you're 25 now, by the time you're 45? Like, what is that goal? And then work your way backwards. And so then you may say, hey, listen, we want to be debt-free by the time we're 30. Cool, great. What do we need to do to get there? If I'm in your shoes, that's the very first thing that I'm doing is, bae, we need to have a vision meeting about our money, period. Because that's going to save y'all arguments about money. Because now, let's say down the road, if you two come up And your wife is like, well, babe, I want to do this. Or you may say, hey, I want to buy this new car. Your wife can say, well, babe, does that help us towards our vision or does it stop us from hitting our vision? And if it stops us, then it's the vision saying, hey, Ezekiel, not right now. It's not saying no, it's just saying not right now. Let's say your wife come home and she says, hey, I want to go buy this real nice purse. Everybody got this purse. Well, babe, is this going to slow us down from the vision? And if the answer is no, it's not going to slow us down and stop us from hitting it, then the answer could be yes. And y'all have that conversation. That's number one. I'm sitting down with my new wife, right? I mean, because congrats, man. 1 month in, 25.
Thank you.
I'm almost 40, and I ain't got no wife. Lord Jesus, pray for me.
She coming, bro.
Hey, brother.
She's in the cab. She's coming.
I love it. So that's number one. Number two, I'm taking the $25,000. I'm taking $14,000 for my $25,000 today. I'm paying off the car. Paying off the car, Ezekiel. Here's why. How much do you make a month net?
I want to say like with a little bit of overtime, $4,000. But as a like working with emergency response, I could have 80-hour weeks, but right now it's like around 50. So I'm looking at like $1,000, I'll say, a week.
A week? All right, so $4,000. How much does she make net a month? I'm not talking about gross. I'm talking about what do y'all see inside of your bank account?
I want to say like seven a month.
So y'all are seeing $7,000 net a month, all right? So let's say you got $25,000. Subtract the $14,000, you still got $11,000 inside of your savings account. Here's my philosophy. My philosophy is you should have 1 month of your net income parked inside of an emergency fund. Anything outside of that, you're using that to go towards your debt. So for an example, you all make $7,000. So if you want to have a cushion, I would leave $8,000 inside of your savings account. Here's why. Because now if anything was to happen, you all can operate for 1 month without no issues. You two are young, smart. She got a master's, right? So she can get it. You can get a job. She can get a job. Y'all can find income within 30 days.
What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Ayo. And I got to talk to you about something near and dear to my heart. And that's representation. You see, growing up, seeing black voices in media was like finding gold in a mine. It showed me what was possible. People like Oprah, Steve Harvey, and even Malcolm X, they paved the way for folks like me to step into the spotlight. And now there's a new wave of black voices making extreme waves, and they're doing it on NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths. This collection is a celebration of blackness like none other. Each episode is like a journey through our shared experiences, joy, resilience, empowerment, it's all there. From Bobby to Michelle Obama, they're covering it all. And let me tell you, listening to these episodes, it's like sitting down with your fam and having a real talk about what it means to be black today. NPR is not holding back with this show. They're bringing you stories that matter. Stories that reflect the full spectrum of black life. It's like they say, stories should never be about us without us. So do yourself a favor and tune in to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR. It's not just a podcast. I'm going to be real with you. It's a movement. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts, and let's keep celebrating our stories and our truths. All right, let's get back to my show.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It right, gives you 30 days for freedom. Then what you're doing is that $25,000, subtract the $8,000 you're going to leave inside of that. That's $17,000 to put towards your debt. All right. So now you got $55,000 minus the $17,000. You're going into next month with only $38,000 with debt. but you have a gross salary of 120, with combined income, you're probably looking at about like $80,000 to $90,000 that you're gonna see net, right? You all are debt free by this time next year. Period.
Wow.
Period. Now look at it. You're 26, she's 28. You're not even in your 30s no more, bro. Now you all are debt free, been married for 2-3 years. Now when y'all work, you got any kids?
I should have probably told you we're expecting.
You're expecting right now?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this changed the whole game.
Really?
Absolutely, because when you're expecting, what will the insurance take care of?
We probably have to pay like $4,000, I'll say.
All right, cool. So then I'm changing the game. Changing the game. You should have told me that. You should have told me that. Now what I want you to do? Yeah, I'm gonna, you're gonna put $7,000, and if you know it's gonna cost you $4,000 to have the baby, you need to have what's that? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You need to have $11,000 inside your savings account. So out of the $25,000, go pay off your car today. Keep $11,000 inside of the fund. That's $7,000 for, you know, your 1 month expenses. $4,000 specifically laid out for, you know, the expectation of your newborn baby. Congratulations, bro.
Thank you.
Pay off that debt. So that way when your son or daughter comes, now you only have to worry about the student loans, and you all can still be debt free next year. But I'm gonna tell you right now, yeah, it's really gonna be on you, Ezekiel, to make that happen. Cause I really want you to think about this. Yeah. Think about this, Ezekiel. And I'm excited for you. Because you're not gonna raise your child living paycheck to paycheck and stressed about money. If you could be debt-free by the time your child comes, outside of your mortgage payment, if you all have one, which I don't think you have one.
No, we're renting.
Renting, right. So now, think about the freedom. Think about it, Zeke.
Think about
the freedom of what you have with no stress. You got some money in the savings. You have a newborn. Your wife is going to take off for 3 months. You're going to be okay. You're able to look at your child in your child's face and be like, you're going to be okay. And as soon as you pay off your debt, Ezekiel, two things you and your wife need to do. You all need to immediately go get an estate plan. Sit down with an estate attorney, get an estate plan, because you have a child, you have a newborn. And then two, you need to start looking into investment accounts for your child the day he or she is born. The moment you pay off this debt, go and open up a 529. Go get them a custodial Roth IRA. Go open up something that is specifically for your child. That gives you 18 years of the power of compound interest to where now, as a father, you're not passing down debt and stress. You're giving them an advantage that most people of color like you and I, we didn't get that from our parents.
Correct.
My mom and dad didn't give me a check for $50,000, for $100,000 to go start life off with. But now at this time, you can, bro. Ooh, this is.
I was the spender, she was the saver ever since I met her. We've had 6 years together. So now the past 4 years, 2.5 years, I've gotten closer to God. I grew up in church, but you know, you leave. Now I got closer to God and like things, I see things working out amazing. Like right now, my whole check goes to our bills, where we split it in four. Bills are done. Anything else is going to any debt that we have. I go do Uber Eats and Grubhub on the side, and that's the money I have for the week. Literally, I spend less than $10 a week, and that's if I have to stay out too late. But literally, less than $10 a week. And it is possible, because we eat at home, bring it to work. Eat at home, bring it to work.
How much is your rent? I'm curious, in New York. How much are you paying for rent?
Well, I work in New York, live in Jersey. It's $1,610.
$1,610. That's not that bad, man. And y'all seeing $7,000 a month?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, bro. So I mean, listen, and then outside of that, what would you say your expenses are? So outside of the rent, how much are you spending in like expenses with utility bills, food, groceries, et cetera?
It's around $2,500. That's it.
So 2,500 plus that. So you're looking at about like, about $4,200 a month is what you need to live, right? You all got $7,000. So you're looking at about another close to $3,000 of what you all could put towards the debt. And you still got cushion. You still got 11,000. The baby's not coming tomorrow. So like if something doesn't happen, you still got 11,000 in the savings account. That's exactly what I would do, bro. I would definitely do that. I would really do that.
The expenses don't actually do not pass like 32.
3,200?
Yeah, that's everything.
Yeah, bro. So y'all are solid, man. I would definitely just say put the $7,000 plus the $4,000, which is the $11,000 baseline inside of a high yielded savings account, right? So that way you're getting, you know, 50 to 100 bucks a month. Not off of that.
We do that already.
Yeah. So I would definitely
do that already.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Yeah, we haven't set up.
Okay. And then talk with her, man. I would pay off your car today.
I'll show her the video.
Yeah, I would literally pay off the car today as one less stress. Now you have, by this time next year, you all can be in a position to, one, welcome your baby in with no debt. And then two, now you're talking about home ownership. Now you're talking about equity. And now you're positioning your family well. So, thank you.
God willing, yeah.
Yo, man, I'm praying for you, man. I like that.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.